Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, a special welcome to all y'all. And if you're from the north, all y'all is the plural of y'all. Glad you're here with us. I've got all kinds of stuff to share with you. And I just want to remind you, miss any part of today's show, any show, going back to when we went on the air in 2002, July of 2002, I think we've crossed that bridge of 3,500 hours of broadcasting or something like that. I've got to go add it up again and see what the numbers are. Somebody around here keeps those statistics. I think it's David Isby, my senior producer. And we're now in our 16th year of broadcasting. So, remember, you can go to sabrams.com for the archived audio and show notes and links to all the relevant websites and all that jazz. And you can go to travelers411.com where you can click on podcasts. And for 52 weeks, every show, Travelers 411 and Travel Stephanie Abrams are podcast, and you can download them and take us with you wherever you go, which is an awfully nice thing to be able to do. You can subscribe to our podcast. It's free. So go do that. And then we can keep you company and you stay up to date. We do a directory for every single guest. So anybody representing a destination, an attraction, a hotel, a car rental company, a cruise line, whatever it is, airline, there's a directory for every single one of them. And you can find it all at travelers411.com in the navigation bar. So go check that out. But we've just come past the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. And CNN did a documentary about her life and her engagement to Prince Charles and how that went steadily downhill right after that. And they left out so much. They left out the gossipy parts that I know. And while they may be written in some book somewhere, I got all the inside track from my good friend Mark Leslie, who we had on the air last week, who's a first cousin once removed of Winston Churchill, and who always manages to know everything I need. Anytime I need anything, I call Mark, and he's got the connection. He's really quite remarkable. Remarkable Mark. So I want to fill you in on the parts that you missed in the, if you watched any of that Princess Di stuff. They have a monument now to her in London. And that whole royal thing is one of those great attractions that bring people to the UK. And they recognize the value for tourism of keeping the royal family a viable entity and alive in the minds of travelers. So I want to talk to you about a little bit about that story. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
All right, well, before we get into the Princess Di thing, this past week there was a kerfuffle. A word that Judge Judy likes to use, and it just sounds like a Yiddish word, but no, in fact, it comes from some Scottish something. Over some photographer getting photos of, what is she, the Duke of, what, Cambridge or something? Not the Duke, the Duchess. Oh, hit me in the head with a brick. I'll wake up. The Duchess of Cambridge, is that what she is, Kate Middleton? And she seems like a sweetie, but she is a sweetie on a mission because, you know, you follow her story. She had her sights set on Prince William when she was a little girl. And at the last minute, she changed what college she was going to and applied quick like a bunny to St. Andrews in Scotland, land of golfers. Cute town, St. Andrews. Worth a trip, whether you're a golfer or not. And they have a bunch of different golf courses. So, she got caught sunbathing topless and by some photographer. And there was some mishmash about the release of those photos. So, let's talk about St. Andrews and let's talk about this topless story as it relates to travelers, people. And let's talk about the Princess Di story because, I don't know, I feel like my mission in life is to keep everybody's facts right. So let's start. For all the golfers in my audience, you need a 24 or less handicap to play on the old course. I am told by people who golf, while the old course is like paying homage to the sport of golfing, it ain't no big deal. Interestingly, there is a road that cars drive on that go right across the middle of that course. And you could be, you know, walking and get run over, basically. Also, St. Andrews is a public course. And it's the ground is open to the public, and on Sundays, the local residents come out with predominantly their little Scotty dogs. Scotty dogs are very popular in Scotland. And so they come out with all kinds of dogs, Jack Russell Terriers, and you'll see the occasional English Springer Spaniel or Cocker Spaniel, but everybody's out walking their dogs on the golf course. I mean, I'm just not crazy about the whole idea because I figure at some point the odds are you're going to get hit in the head with a golf ball. The old course is the one that parallels the cliffs in St. Andrews. And at the bottom of those cliffs, there's a beach. And if you ever saw the movie Chariots of Fire, which is really worth seeing, they start out that film with all these guys are running on the beach. Well, that beach is St. Andrews. It's up that cliff, that's St. Andrews. I don't think you can see golfers on the, you know, on the plateau of the cliffs in the film because the cameras are set up to catch the people running on the beach. Now, fascinatingly, that film was produced by Dodi Al-Fayed, whose father owns Harrods Department Store in London and was the one that was pursuing Princess Di and got killed with her in that tunnel in France. He's the one that produced Chariots of Fire. Did you know that? My head is so filled with completely useless information. But I'm telling you, if I play Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your team. I may not be a lot of help when you get to questions about sports. Although occasionally I do get something right there, but it's not a normal thing to happen. But for, you know, history and geography and literature and whatever, I'm your woman. So, that brings us to the story of Topless Kate. And we need to talk about that. We're going to do that right after this. Don't leave me.
Your next great vacation plan. Did you know that from Hartford you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an update upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So if any of you are thinking that you have this pressing need to go to Scotland and play golf at St. Andrews, the home of the origination of golf, there when we were there a couple years back, there were 8 golf courses, and they were building the 9th. So there are multiple golf courses there. If you can't get onto the old course, the one that parallels it right there by the side of the sea is the Jubilee course. And it's right next to it. I mean, the holes practically crisscross one another. There is a clubhouse where you can get a bite to eat. You've got spectacular views of the sea. And there are locker rooms there. And the locker rooms, you don't have to be a member of anything. There may be a fee to use the locker rooms. You'll check out that out when you get there. But I would make reservations well in advance to play on the St. Andrews courses. And there are people that would like you to think that this is all very exclusive and, you know, only the people who are members of this or that get the... Nah, none of that's true. There is a woman's locker room, as well as the men's locker room. And, of course, I was only in the women's locker room, but it's very nice. There are showers, there are lockers, there's the whole nine, you know, everything you need. Right there in that clubhouse. And that is open to the public. But I would make a reservation in advance because you don't want to get there way up in the northeast corner of Scotland and find out no room for you at the inn or to play today or whatever. And the university, St. Andrews, is right there in the town. Cute town, sweet little restaurants, and there's one shop that faces the cliffs and the sea, and in between that row of shops and the sea, you've got the golf course, both the Jubilee and the old course. And this one shop is the only official logoed St. Andrews goodies shop. So you can buy, you know, those skinny long towels that you hang on your that sack that holds your golf clubs. You can get, I got a really pretty sweater there. It's not a Black Watch plaid, but it's close. You know, with the Black Watch plaid looks like black and navy blue and little gold stripe in it, and on this, it's got the St. Andrews logo on the front of the sweater, and you know, the, like if you had a blazer on, that's where it would be. And then it says St. Andrews on one of the sleeves. I think it's the left sleeve. There's pictures of me in that in the St. Andrews photo gallery. You can find it online at sabrams.com. So I just want you to know all that good stuff about St. Andrews, because that's where Kate Middleton, at the very last moment when she learned that Prince William was going to go to school there, quickly applied and got herself in, because apparently she's, you know, a bright young lady, and set her cap on her, on him, and bingo, a married couple. Took a lot of years, but it happened. So now the big scandal of the moment has to do with her being caught topless, sunbathing someplace. I didn't read the story. I heard about it quickly and just filed it away to talk with you about it. Because if you go to Europe, it is the rare place in Europe where women wear tops of their bathing suits. And if you are an American and chances are you are not accustomed to going places topless when you are at the beach or at the pool or on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean, you're going to be the one that looks out of place with the top of your bathing suit on, because everybody else is going to be topless. That's normal in Europe. And if you're in Saint-Tropez, France, which is, if you're looking at a map of the Mediterranean, you see France. All right, so you'll see Monte Carlo, Monaco to the right, eastward. And then Monaco is its own principality. And then you've got the little line there that shows you're now in France. So you'll see going westward. If you start at Monaco or at Italy on the Mediterranean, you'll see Italy, then go a little bit to the left. You're going to see Monaco, go a little bit to the left. You're traveling westward along the Mediterranean. You're going to see Nice, then you're going to see Cannes, and then you're going to see Saint-Tropez. Well, that little rhyme in the south of France where they don't wear pants refers to Saint-Tropez. Because Saint-Tropez, not only do people swim, sunbathe, topless, they also are, they're in the altogether. They're bottomless too. And that includes the men. Which I always find a little peculiar, frankly. You're walking along a beach and there's a guy who's at the moment lying on his stomach, and he's, as my southern friends would say, buck naked. And all of a sudden, he decides that he's going to roll over and roast on the other side. And, man, I don't know. I think there's some places you just don't want to sunburn. But that's how it is in Saint-Tropez. In the rest of that whole Mediterranean crescent, if you're in the south of Spain, France, you're in Italy, you will find people, women who are sunbathing, they're at the beach swimming, and they are topless. If they leave the beach to go to the beach bar, or like on a cruise ship, if you're on a Mediterranean cruise ship, you walk around the pool, the women will be topless. You need to be prepared for this, people, especially if you're traveling with your children. So, you know, they have to understand the cultural differences. And you will meet people in the all together, and then you'll see them, you know, at dinner, and they're dressed. And it's like, gee, you clean up good. But, I mean, you know, you're really meeting them for the first time after you saw them two beach chairs down from you, half-dressed. It's, I don't know. I find it a little peculiar, but that's the way it is, folks. So for Kate Middleton to be there topless in Europe is no big deal, other than you, who wants your pictures in the newspaper or magazine? But that's just a normal thing, and the photographers just hang out waiting for normalcy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I've got more to share with you. Don't leave.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, Kate Middleton and these photos of her topless at the beach or whatever. That is so normal in Europe. And there are places in the Caribbean that have their little private islands. And those are either topless or nude beaches. And they have them on their own little private islands so that, you know, it doesn't upset. Only the people who are interested in being topless or not dressed at all go there. So, you know, there's no feedback and whiplash from people who are unhappy about being exposed to people wearing less than they'd like them to be wearing, and they have no interest in parading around. So, you know, in the altogether. So that's why, you know, you've got lots of Caribbean destinations where nude beach bathing is outlawed. But because it's on private property and, you know, they've got it all sequestered on this little private island, everybody, you know, those who wish to partake may do so, and nobody's going to be unhappy about it. And if you're not happy about it, you know, go back on the little boat that takes you over to the main part of the resort where, you know, there is a beach, there's a dress code at the beach. But I'm telling you now, you take a Mediterranean cruise, and you've got people from European countries on that cruise. When you walk around the pool, most of the women, well, the European women for sure, are going to be topless. It's just considered normal. But if they were to get up to go into, you know, the cafe on the Lido deck or whatever, to grab a bite or a cup of coffee or whatever, they would cover themselves up before they left their beach chair. We're just, you know, we think we're so advanced and whatever, but we really are very prudish, especially when it comes to our bodies. And that's just, you know, how it is, folks. So I want that, when I saw that, or heard about, because I haven't actually read anything about it, I just heard about it. About Kate Middleton's photo being taken of her topless. You know, it's yet again another one of those, a big deal out of nothing, given European standards. But since she's going to be the, you know, at some point, if things go right, the Queen Mother and the wife of the King of England, it's probably better if her body is not paraded everywhere. So I'm kind of sorry that her privacy was intruded, but the fact of the matter is, you know, did you ever see those lenses? They look like the lenses can take a shot 200 miles away. I mean, they can shoot miles away from where they are. There is no privacy in this world anymore. So anyway, I wanted to talk with you about that whole Kate Middleton thing led me into the St. Andrews thing, which brings me to the Princess Di story that there's so much remembrance about right now, because it's August 31st was the 20th anniversary of her death. I mean, one of the, such a tragic story, and she was such a lovely person. But I watched the CNN story, which got knocked off, interrupted, and preempted by the more important information coming out about the people in Texas and surrounding areas that are, you know, still trying to recover from the dastardly hit they had from Hurricane, what's his name, Harvey? It's not a good time to be named Harvey. Because Harvey did some real damage there, and our hearts go out to all those folks that are still trying to just get out of a shelter, for heaven's sakes. But if you finally, they, you know, as they started to wind down some of the coverage in the last week, they managed to slide the Princess Di story on TV. It bothers me when I see stories that are, you know, filled with some truth and not the whole story. So I thought I'd take a few minutes and give you the real story that was left out. And you can take this information to the bank. So it's not as if, oh, you know, why does she know it? Yeah, I know. So here's what I know. When Charles... I don't know if Charles is really capable of love, frankly, having, you know, seen him talk about this and that. But when Charles's affection and interest in Camilla was going to go nowhere because of her own personal background, and nobody was going to sanction a marriage between Prince Charles and Camilla, it was arranged for, he was getting older already, Charles, and he had to get himself married and produce an heir and a spare. And isn't that a horrible way of looking at your second child? But yes, that's the terminology. So it was arranged for him to meet with the purpose of becoming engaged to a royal type in Luxembourg. And I want to say her name was Maria Astrid. Go look it up, because I don't feel like looking it up. But that was her name. It's either Marie or Maria Astrid. And she was a pretty young thing, but she had a boyfriend who she was really serious about, and she had no interest in Charles. But her family thought this is a great union, and like so many films that you see where the deal is that the royals marry each other for the purpose of alliance and then go have your affair on the side somewhere, she didn't want any parts of that. She wanted to ultimately marry this boyfriend, and she was Catholic. And I'm pretty sure it was her father, whose godfather was one of the popes. So this was a family very connected to its Catholicism. So the next thing that happens is her family's pushing her in the direction of Charles. Charles's family is pushing him at her. And there is, of course, an agreement, a written contract. And in this contract, she's going to have to sign off that she is going to raise these children Church of England, which is anything but Catholic. And I don't know how much that mattered to her. It might have mattered a lot. I don't know that part. I do know she knew she could use that as a deal breaker to get out of marrying him. And since her family had the inside track to the Vatican, she got herself an appointment to go and see the Pope. And she told the Pope that she's not happy about marrying him because he's not Catholic, and she's going to have to raise the children not Catholic, and she didn't want to do that. So the Pope got in the middle of that story and told her parents that they cannot possibly marry her off to Prince Charles. I guess they may have left out the welcome mat if he wants to become, you know, convert to Catholicism and raise the children Catholic. But they knew that wasn't going to happen. So the end result was she got to weasel out of being betrothed to Prince Charles based on the story of, you know, having to raise her children as Church of England. So that broke off. The Queen was very upset about that because she seemed to be like the perfect person he should marry. And they could get him married off fairly quickly and bing, bing, be done with this story. Do you remember when Queen Elizabeth went to the Vatican? They said it was the first time an English monarch had been to visit the Pope in I don't know how many kings and queens they'd been through since the last time that happened. She didn't go because she was making nice the way she said she was, because something like a third of her kingdom is Catholic. She went to play Let's Make a Deal with the Pope so that he would get behind this marriage between Prince Charles and this princess in Luxembourg. And I'm pretty sure it's Maria Astrid. So in any event, that's why she went. And if you look at it, go find the footage on YouTube or somewhere of the Queen coming out after her visit with the Pope. She looks like somebody died. She's got a real picklepuss face on. So I'm going to tell you what happened next after these important messages. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
She's a lady.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm trying to get the story straightened out for you. So if you happen to go to England and you visit the memorial of Princess Diana in London, or you take yourself to Luxembourg, it got a little bit, and Luxembourg is a wonderful place to visit, by the way. Oh, what a fun place to visit. You, a tiny place, little country, but grand and wonderful, and there's some caves there. And you can go on this these boats in the caves because there's this, you know, water that's there from I don't know when. Did you ever go to the Caverns of Luray in Virginia? They've got like a million-year-old lake or something. The water that's inside the caverns. Take you on a little boat ride, a raft ride there. It's very cool. Anyway, and I was right. I looked it up in them. It's Archduchess Marie Astrid. The one from Austria is the one Luxembourg is the one I want. So, hang on. Let's see what we got here. So, it's Princess Marie Astrid of Luxembourg, also Archduchess of Austria because of her lineage, who was the one that the Queen of England was trying to get Prince Charles hooked up with. And if you're just joining us, I'll give you the quick bottom story on that. She's Catholic. She had a boyfriend. She really wanted to marry her boyfriend. And she found the loophole to get out of marrying Prince Charles was to go to the Pope. It was a friend of the family. It's nice to travel in those circles, don't you think? And she told him her story that she doesn't want to marry him because they're going to make her raise the children in the Church of England, and she wants her children raised Catholic. So the Pope went back to her family and said she can't marry him. Now, you know, if you take your Catholicism seriously and the Pope tells you what you can't do, I guess you really need to listen, no? So that broke up that relationship. So they dug up Diana and introduced Charles to Diana more formally because he knew her when she was much younger, because the families knew one another. But in any event, the deal was made. She's going to be the person he's going to marry. But the backstory was that he's going to carry on an affair with Camilla forever. So what happened prior to all of this, prior to his being introduced to Diana, in order to make Camilla available to Charles in Buckingham Palace, they married Camilla off to Parker Bowles, who was this, I don't know, you see him, he looks like a knight in shining armor, you know, with his fancy clothes and his horse. And he was part of the I don't know what brigade that had access in and out of Buckingham Palace. So married to him, it was a camouflage to be able to get her in and out of Buckingham Palace so that she could connect with Charles. And when the engagement to Lady Diana Spencer, as she was known at the time, was made, when they moved her into the palace for 6 months before the wedding to royalize her. You like that word? Listen, if Shakespeare could invent how many thousands of words, I can invent words too. Royalize. I like that one. So they moved Princess Di into, she wasn't princess till she married him, Lady Diana Spencer, into Buckingham Palace, and they gave her three ladies in waiting, the witches of Eastwick. They gave her Camilla Parker Bowles and her two girlfriends, Camilla's two girlfriends. Can you imagine? No wonder she looked unhappy all the time. And because they now had to attend to her, you know, the idea is that, you know, the lady in waiting is there to wait on you hand and foot. So Camilla was moved into the castle too. Guess who else lived in the castle? Yeah, his name is Charles. So that was all really convenient. And, you know, really, they played Diana for a fool. Only she wasn't such a dummy, and she figured it all out. And that's why, you know, you look at all these pictures of her with her eyes all red and her nose all red and, you know, like a really sad expression on her face. And she was such a good person. And it was such a shock to the royals how she really was the queen of people's hearts. So they left all that out in the Diana story. They left all of it out. Charles was supposed to, you know, he was there in the, you know, in his royal chambers. And there was a back door in, you know, all these secret doors and hallways and whatnot, so that Camilla could come and go at his beck and call without anybody seeing. They left all that stuff out. I'm so glad I know my good friend Mark Leslie. He keeps me up to date on everything. So if you're watching any of that, or you've got Diana fever in this 20th anniversary of her passing, and you plan to go to England to go and see the monument there, or you happen to be in Paris, wasn't it the Ritz Hotel in Paris? Also, I think, owned by Dodi Al-Fayed's father. And, you know, you've got all that on your mind. You should at least have the real story and how it played out. And the worst part is that she told people, Diana, that they're going to kill her and it's going to be in some kind of an accident, probably a car accident or whatever. So you just wonder what we'll never know. It's part of the don't believe everything you see, everything you hear story, because we never get the whole story. Even down to the whole story about wasn't it Glenn Miller? His plane was supposed to have crashed in France, and that's not how he went out. And his plane, complete with all its parts, was parked in the southwestern corner of France for most of the war after he died. But nobody wanted to upset Americans and his family by what really happened. So I wanted to bring you up to date on all that stuff, people, because I just couldn't let it slide by incorrectly. And let me know what you thought about that. Meantime, I look forward to talking with you next week. So come on back, all y'all. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,